buenas noches. Like countless Texans, I grew up going back and forth across the border from El Paso to Ciudad Juarez. My family would shop, have dinner, go to the doctor, pick up medicines. The border is my beloved home, the place where my children grew up. Forget what you hear on the news. I'm from there. When it comes to the border, hear me when I say, you know nothing, Donald Trump. He and his Republican imitators see the border and immigration as a political opportunity to exploit instead of an issue to address. Congress hasn't passed comprehensive immigration reform in nearly four decades. The three times they tried, Republicans blocked legislation that would have funded border security and created a more humane immigration system. They are not serious people. You know who is serious? Kamala Harris. I met the Vice President when she visited El Paso. I saw firsthand how she engaged with law enforcement, migrants, and human rights advocates. She was curious. She asked questions. She listened. And she didn't care if the cameras were on. Most of all, she recognized that the situation at the border is complicated, as filled with opportunities as it is with challenges. All Republicans have to offer is demonization and bluster. Democrats have solutions. With Kamala Harris as president, we can live up to the promise of America. We can strengthen legal pathways to immigration. We can secure our borders, and we can treat with dignity those who seek a better future within them.
I have a question for you. Who really wants a solution at our border?
Our administration worked on the most significant border security bill in decades. Some of the most conservative Republicans in Washington, D.C. supported the bill. Even the Border Patrol endorsed it.
And that bill included thousands of new border agents and personnel, new technology that can detect and stop fentanyl, more judges, and faster asylum processing. For the first time in decades, a chance at a real bipartisan solution.
But at the last minute, Trump directed his allies in the Senate to vote it down.
They're blaming it on me. I said, that's okay, please blame it on me, please.
He tanked the bipartisan deal because he thought it would help him win an election. Which goes to show, Donald Trump does not care about border security. He only cares about himself.
The real difference is,
I was the Attorney General of a border state. In that job, I walked underground tunnels between the United States and Mexico on that border with law enforcement officers. I went after transnational gangs, drug cartels, and human traffickers that came into our country illegally. I prosecuted them in case after case, and I won. So here is my pledge to you. As president, I will bring back the border security bill that Donald Trump killed, and I will sign it into law. Show Donald Trump what real leadership looks like.
Please welcome Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy.
So I just want to let you know, that everything that you just saw in that video, that's exactly what happened. I know because I was the Democratic senator who negotiated that bill to secure the border with President Biden and Vice President Harris. I want to tell you this as well. Donald Trump's allies weren't just in the room. They helped us write the whole bill. It was a bipartisan bill. It was a tough bill. $20 billion in new border security gave the president the emergency power to shut down the border, made compassionate but serious reforms to our asylum system. One Republican said it would have had almost unanimous support if it weren't for Donald Trump. Trump killed that bill, and he did it because he knew that if we fixed the border, he'd lose his ability to divide us, his ability to fan the flames of fear about people who come from different places. Right? You guys know this, right? Hate and division, that's Trump's oxygen, right? People like Trump and J.D. Vance, they need it to survive in politics. People are saying that they're weird, that they're creepy, and they are weird, they are creepy. But even worse, they're weak. Kamala Harris is not weak. For 20 years, Kamala Harris has been tough as nails when it comes to securing our border. When she was a California prosecutor, she went after drug smugglers, human traffickers. She put 100 gang members away in a single sweep. Trump says that a safe nation can't be an immigrant nation. That's flat wrong, and Kamala Harris knows it. She knows this too. Engraved on the Statue of Liberty is a poem. The last line reads, "I lift my lamp beside the golden door." For generations, that lamp has called people to start a brave new life in America. My ancestors, your ancestors, and the parents of the next president of the United States of America. Kamala Harris knows that we can be a nation of proud immigrants and a nation of strong immigration laws. That's why when she's president, she will bring that border bill back, and Kamala Harris is going to pass it. How do I know this? Because in this race, there is only one candidate who has ever been willing to do the worthy, redeeming work of making our country better, of recognizing that we do not have to choose between celebrating our heritage and enforcing our laws, right? The beautiful thing about America is that we can be both. We can be a nation of immigrants who love their country and a nation with a secure border. And there is only one candidate. There is only one candidate who can deliver that vision of America, and it's Kamala Harris. Thank you very much, Democrats.
Please welcome Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar.
On the other side of the border, the traffickers. They pack migrants into 18-wheelers like cattle, 50, 100 at a time. Then they seal the doors. That's when the 911 calls come. We hear them, desperate, terrified, gasping for air. Now, sometimes we get there in time. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, we can't. When Donald Trump comes down to Texas, stands next to officers in uniforms just like mine, He's not there to help us. Don't think that, not for a second. He is a self-serving man. I mean, look, just like when he killed the border bill, he just made our jobs harder. Now, Kamala, on the other hand, has been fighting border crime for years. She's gone down to Mexico and worked to stop the traffickers. And when the traffickers didn't stop, she put them in jail. Now, down in my neck of the woods, we call that fooling around and finding out. I may be paraphrasing a bit. We protect, and now the border sheriffs that I know, right, and I, we're like Kamala. We protect and serve. We enforce the law. We show compassion. And we fight like hell to protect our border. Because as we've always known in Texas, cuando luchamos, ganamos. When we fight, we win.
Please welcome California Representative Pete Aguilar.
I'm Pete Aguilar, chair of the Democratic Caucus. For four generations, my family has called California home. I grew up in San Bernardino, a working class community defined by family, faith, and hard work. These values, shared by Latino families across this country, are what made my family's American dream possible. And only Kamala Harris and Tim Walz will protect the American dream so that every family can earn a living, own a home, and reach their full potential. This is a vision for America that Donald Trump will never understand. All he knows is chaos and division. He talks about tearing American families apart, pitting neighbor against neighbor, community against community. Compare that to what Kamala Harris has done as vice president. Almost 500,000 people who live here and are married to a U.S. citizen can now apply for lawful permanent residence. DACA recipients who graduated college have easier access to work visas. And we would have much more security at the border if Donald Trump hadn't tanked the bipartisan bill. Folks, we don't have to choose between a secure border and building an America for all. Under President Harris, we can and will do both. As a prosecutor, she took on transnational gangs and cartels. As president, she will fight for pathways to citizenship. And I can tell you, as the highest-ranking Latino in Congress, our community understands the stakes in this election because we believe in the promise of this country. We believe our nation is stronger when we keep families together. We believe our union is more perfect when dreamers become doctors, teachers, construction workers, and military service members. Latinos believe in that American dream and a brighter future, one where we secure our border, fix our broken immigration system, and unlock economic opportunity for all. And together, we will win. Thank you.
Don't know why, but I feel like freedom. I'm a Filipino-Japanese DACA recipient.
I am a third-year medical student, and I am a DACA recipient.
Thanks to DACA, I've been able to open up my own business and represent clients as a lawyer.
So many of my dreams came a little bit closer.
It is disheartening to know that the court system may end DACA next year, and to also hear Donald Trump calling for mass deportations.
It is time that we recognize dreamers for who they are. We are contributors to this great nation.
I support Vice President Harris, who has continued to fight for DACA recipients.
She was the one who stood with us, who sat with us, who heard our stories.
We need a future President Harris to ensure that dreamers like me can continue to work and provide for ourselves, our communities, and our families.
Please welcome United States Marine Corps veteran, Carlos Eduardo Espina.
Buenas noches, mi gente. My name is Carlos Eduardo Espina. And if two decades ago, when my parents immigrated to College Station, Texas, you told them that one day their son would reach 14 million followers on social media, graduate law school, and speak at the Democratic National Convention, they might not believe you. But this is the United States of America, the land of opportunities where anything is possible. I know this, because daily I interact with people who, like my parents, came to America to fulfill the dreams and ambitions that in their home countries were impossible. People who work hard, contribute to society, pay taxes, because yes, immigrants pay taxes, and love this country deeply. The same people Donald Trump wants you to believe are poisoning the blood of our country. This is dangerous, and it is outright anti-American. Because as Ronald Reagan, a Republican, once said, we lead the world because unique among nations, we draw our people, our strength, from every country and every corner of the world. Reagan knew that welcoming immigrants is not a Democratic or a Republican value, it is an American value. To be pro-immigrant is to be pro-America. And that's why Kamala Harris understands this too. And that's why, once elected, she will reject hate and find solutions that make our nation stronger. So let's get her elected. Let's get her elected. And ensure that our country remains a beacon of freedom and opportunity for all. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the great state of Texas!
Please welcome former Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Advisor to Vice President Pence, Olivia Troy.
I resigned from the Trump administration. As a Republican who dreamed of working in the White House, it was a hard decision. But as an American, it was the right one. I saw how Donald Trump undermined our intelligence community, our military leaders, and ultimately our democratic process. Now, he's doing it again, lying and laying the groundwork to undermine this election. It's his MO, to sow doubt and division. That's what Trump wants, because it's the only way he wins. And that's what our foreign adversaries want, because it's the only way they win. As a national security expert, y como Latina, y hija de una inmigrante mexicana que realizó el sueño americano, being inside Trump's White House was terrifying. But what keeps me up at night is what'll happen if he gets back there. The guardrails are gone. The few adults in the room the first time resigned or were fired. I grew up in the kind of working family that Trump pretends to care about. Conservative, Catholic, Texan. July 4th was our most sacred holiday. Those values made me a Republican. And they're the same values that make me proud to support Kamala Harris. Not because we agree on every issue, but because we agree on the most important issue, protecting our freedom. So to my fellow Republicans, you aren't voting for a Democrat. You're voting for democracy. You aren't betraying our party. You're standing up for our country. Thank you.
Please welcome former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan.
Good evening. Good evening. I bring greetings from the great state of Georgia. So let's get the hard part out of the way. I am a Republican. But tonight, I stand here as an American. An American that cares more about the future of this country than the future of Donald Trump. My journey started to this podium years ago when I realized Donald Trump was willing to lie, cheat, and steal to try to overturn the 2020 election. I realized Trump was a direct threat to democracy, and his actions disqualified him from ever stepping foot into the Oval Office again. I could spend my time revving up this crowd, but I'm certain I don't have to talk anybody out of voting for Donald Trump here. So I'm gonna focus my attention on the millions of Republicans and independents that are at home that are sick and tired of making excuses for Donald Trump. If Republicans are being intellectually honest with ourselves, our party is not civil or conservative. It's chaotic and crazy, and the only thing left to do is dump Trump. These days, our party acts more like a cult worshiping a felonious thug. Look, you don't have to agree with every policy position of Kamala Harris. I don't. But you do have to recognize her prosecutor mindset that understands right from wrong, good from evil. She's a steady hand and will bring leadership to the White House that Donald Trump could never do. Let me be clear to my Republican friends at home watching. If you vote for Kamala Harris in 2024, you're not a Democrat, you're a patriot. In our family, my wife Brooke and I are raising three boys, and we have a family motto. And it says, doing the right thing will never be the wrong thing. During 2020, during the lowest of lows, when we had armed officers outside our house protecting us from other Republicans, Donald Trump had targeted us. My son came downstairs, and he handed me this coaster that I'd given him years before at a father-son retreat for our church. And he said, hey, Dad, doing the right thing will never be the wrong thing. Stay strong. To my fellow Republicans at home that want to pivot back towards policy, empathy, and tone, you know the right thing to do. Now let's have the courage to do it in November. Thank you, and God bless you.
We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved. And after this, we're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down to the Capitol. Because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength, and you have to be strong.
It does look like we're going to have an ad hoc march stepping off here. There's a crowd surge heading east.
Mike Pence, I hope you're going to stand up for the good of our Constitution and for the good of our country. And if you're not, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. I will tell you right now.
We're going to get riot warning. We're going to try to get compliance with this now. Effectively a riot. 49 hours declaring it a riot. 5 to 50 BFIs trying to breach and get to the Capitol. Hold on! Hold on! Hold on! We have a breach of the Capitol. Breach of the Capitol to the upper level.
We may lose the ability to leave, so if we're going to leave, we need to do it now.
We lost the line! We lost the line! All MPD, pull back! All MPD, pull back
to the upper deck! H208 with four members. The doors barricade. There's people flooded the hallways outside. We have no way out.
Officers still remaining on the house floor, so we can secure the members on the other side. Copy.
Get him up! He locked him up!
I will be looking very, very strongly about pardons. And I mean full pardons with an apology, just to many an apology.
They were peaceful people. These were great people. The crowd was unbelievable. And I mentioned the word love, the love. The love in the air, I've never seen anything like it.
Please welcome Mississippi Representative Benny Thompson.
On January 6th, like most of my colleagues, I had one goal: to uphold the votes of the American people, the cornerstone of our American democracy. But as what you just witnessed, let me remind you that the members of that violent mob had another goal. They wanted to stop the peaceful transfer of power for the first time in American democracy. Thank God they failed. Because in this country, we settle our differences at the ballot box, not through violence. It took a long time to get here, and we are not going back. Because I remember that dark history. It's my own history. In this life, my father never cast a vote because of Jim Crow. So I dedicated my career to protecting the votes against violence and discrimination. You can imagine what I felt on January 6th when I saw with my own eyes those insurrectionists trying to take that away. They did it to rob millions of Americans of their votes. They did it because Donald Trump couldn't handle losing. He lied about the election fraud. He called his conspiracy-led mob to Washington. He would rather subvert democracy than submit to it. Now, he's plotting again. His campaign proclaims that elections won't end until the moment of inauguration. We will win or it was rigged. We win or else. This is Donald Trump's America. Elections are about choice. Choose democracy, not political violence. Choose the America we've always taught our children to love. Choose Kamala Harris.
Please welcome former United States Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Ganell.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Before I begin, I need to acknowledge the sacrifices that five officers who died as a result of January 6th May on that day. My name is Aquilino Gonell. I immigrated to the US from the Dominican Republic when I was 12. I became an American citizen. I was a sergeant in the US Army and a Capitol Police officer. I had seen violence while serving in Iraq, but nothing prepare me for January 6th. We officers risked everything to protect innocent people. We were beaten and blinded. I was assaulted with a pole attached to the American flag. President Trump summoned our attackers and sided with them. He betrayed us. When I joined the Army and Capitol Police, I took an oath to defend the Constitution. I did so with duty in my soul, and I still feel it. To Donald Trump, I ask, why don't you? On January 6th, I nearly died protecting the Capitol, and I will do it again for our democracy. The way to preserve it is to elect Kamala Harris, our first female commander-in-chief.
Please welcome New Jersey Representative Andy Kim.
When I was a kid, my parents brought me to the Capitol. They taught me that it's sacred ground, a symbol of our democracy. When I got to Congress, I was excited to bring my little boys to the same beautiful building. I asked them, "Do you like the Capitol?" And my oldest son, Austin, said, "I love the Capitol, and lowercase too." They are so sweet. But shortly after, we saw something unimaginable. A mob tearing down flags, assaulting police officers. That night, I walked into the rotunda. The floor was covered in broken glass and garbage, strewn with the chaos unleashed by Donald Trump. And I thought to myself, how did it get this bad? So I did the only thing I could think of. I grabbed the trash bag and started cleaning up. What I learned on January 6th is that all of us, are caretakers for our great republic. We can heal this country, but only if we try. Many of you are doing your part through your voices and your votes. Always remember, this chaos that we see, it doesn't have to be this way. As a father, I refuse to believe that our kids are doomed to grow up in a broken America. There is a hunger right now in this country for a new generation of leadership to step up. Let's choose Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Let's do this for our kids and our grandkids. Thank you.
Please welcome Olivia Juliana.
Hello from a proud Texas Democrat. This November, I'll cast my first vote in a presidential election ever. The fact is, our right to vote is under attack. I've seen it. Long wait lines. People blocked from registering to vote. Texans denied our voice. Donald Trump's Republicans are making it harder for us to vote, but we won't let them get away with it. And Kamala Harris won't let them get away with it either. She's fought for our freedoms. She's fought for our voice, but we will only be heard if we vote. As the saying goes, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. So Gen Z, let's take our seat in our democracy and cast our ballots this November for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, American icon Stevie Wonder.
I love you.
I just want to say I love you. I love you. And every song that I've sang, every song that I've written, it's because of my love for you right here. But this year I've prayed very hard for peace to come to our world's nations, but also to each one of our hearts. Even though our hearts have been beaten and broken, beyond prayer, I know the importance of action, and now is the time to understand where we are and what it will take to win. Win the broken hearts. Win the disenchanted. Win the angry spirits. Now is the time. This is the moment to remember when you tell your children where you were and what you did. As we stand between history's pain and tomorrow's promises, we must choose courage over complacency. It is time to get up and go vote. Listen, the choice is clear. Clearer than anyone else is saying. Did you hear me? Clearer than anyone else is saying. You feel me? We need to choose joy over anger. Kindness over recrimination, and peace over war, every time. We must choose to be above the ugly words, the hateful anger, and the division those words and anger create. We must keep on keeping on until we truly are a united people of these United States. And then we will reach our higher ground. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready to reach your higher ground? Are you ready to reach our higher ground? Tell me. To hear you again. Are you ready? Are we ready? Because you know we need Kamala Harris. Yes, we do. And we need a great man as we do have as a future vice president. You know that. So you know what? I'm depending on you to do, as Spike Lee would say, the right thing. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Are you ready? Mouski, are you ready?
I'm ready, Steve.
Dances, are you ready?
All right, ready? Everybody, clap your hands like this. Everybody, clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap. Now somebody scream. Here we go.
Are y'all ready?
You're gonna have to get louder than that.
I want y'all to sing with me. Come on. People. People.
Wow. 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 I couldn't see the rest of y'all, but from backstage, Nebraska was getting down. Stevie's song is powerful, but so was his words. He said courage over complacency. He gave us a call in his remarks. But now I gotta tell you, the party is gonna keep going. We're just getting started, y'all. And this is a segment that I am very, very excited about, because it might be Wednesday night and we might be in Chicago, but it's starting to feel like something I've wanted to say my whole life. Live from New York, it's Saturday Night! Please welcome Kenan Thompson.
All right, all right, all right. What's up, DNC? All right. Y'all remember this big old book from before? When Colorado Governor Jared Polis ripped a page out of it? This is Project 2025, the Republican blueprint for a second Trump term. It is a, boo. It is a real document that you can read for yourself at KamalaHarris.com/Project2025. You ever seen a document that could kill a small animal and democracy at the same time? Here it is. You know how when you download an app and there are hundreds of pages there that you don't read, it's just the terms and conditions, and you just click agree, right? Well, these are the terms and conditions of a second Trump presidency. You vote for him, you vote for all of this. Let's take a look. All right, do we got Matt here with us tonight? Is Matt here? Hey, there he is. Matt, how are you, sir? All right, Matt. Now, Matt, I understand that you work as an AV tech in Nevada, and you make a decent hourly wage. Is that right? Oh, I don't know if we can hear Matt. Can we hear Matt? So who's gonna fix it? Keep speaking, Matt, till we can hear you. Uh-huh. Okay, that's good. I guess we're gonna move on from Matt. And this is Becky. Becky, can we hear you?
Hi, Kenan. It's great to be here.
Thank you. All right, good. Now, Becky, you're married, correct?
I am. Me and my wife have been together for about 8 years.
Oh. That's amazing. Very, very Thanks. Cute.
Thanks.
But I have got some bad news for you.
I hate that.
On page 584, Project 2025 calls for the elimination of protections for LGBTQ plus Americans. So yeah, right back to the Stone Age. I'm afraid so.
Right back to the Stone Age, that's terrible.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, Becky, for being here and making that wonderful point. All right, next up, we have Nirvana. Nirvana, are you with us? And your people are with us as well? All right, good. Now, Nirvana, I understand that you are on insulin to manage your diabetes, yes?
Yes. And thanks to President Biden and Vice President Harris, I only pay $35 a month for my insulin.
That is great. That is great. But on page 465, Project 2025 calls for millions of people like yourself to pay more for prescription drugs like insulin.
Why?
Why? Well, I guess maybe to help Big Pharma make more money that they can donate to Republican politicians, I assume.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, unfortunately, it does make sense. All right, let's talk to Anita. Anita, are you there? Yes. Hello, Anita.
Hello.
And Anita, what do you do for a living?
I'm an OBGYN who delivers babies and does surgery.
An OBGYN. She is an OBGYN that delivers babies. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, yeah. It's bad news, isn't it?
It sure is. On page 459, Project 2025 resurrects a law from the 1800s called the Comstock Act to ban abortion nationwide and throw healthcare providers in jail.
Oh my God, that is awful.
Yes, it is awful. All right, let's do one more. Is Sharia with us? Sharia, are you there?
Hey, Keenan, I'm here.
Yes, Sharia, I love it. All right, let's talk to you. I understand that you work for the federal government.
Yes, sir. I'm in the United States Department of Education. I'm a proud civil servant and a proud union president.
She works for the Department of Education and she's a proud civil servant. Well, unfortunately for you, on page 78, Project 2025 calls for President Trump to purge the civil service of everyone who isn't a MAGA loyalist. Are you a MAGA loyalist?
Now, Keenan, absolutely not.
I'm just asking. I mean, you might as well be, because also, page 319 calls for the complete elimination of the Department of Education. There's a bunch of stuff in here, but that's all we have time for at the moment. Just remember, everything that we just talked about is very real. It is in this book. You can read it online at kamalaharris.com/Project2025. And most importantly, you can stop it from ever happening by electing Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States.